Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's a wonderful Wednesday morning. On the phone right now, we've got John Lynham, who's the Managing Director of Flagstone Financial Management Limited. Morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you today on this gloriously sunny day?
I'm really good, thank you.
good. Now, I've got some questions to ask you, because we're doing this thing over this week where I'm approaching different people to do with the housing market on how things are picking up and how COVID-19 has actually affected the housing market. So, first of all, a house obviously starts with a mortgage. How easy is it to get a mortgage now?
That's a pretty common question that I get from people as soon as they find out what I do. The mortgage market changed 6 years ago in 2014 under new guidelines from the FCA. So it did become harder to get a mortgage, but it's not as bad as people think. So it's mainly a lot of the reason people say it was hard to get a mortgage now is mainly because it was so easy prior to that.
Yeah.
So what the lenders are actually asking for is more documentation to actually prove in the main people's incomes and what they've got as outgoings. So yes, there's more documentation required. But it isn't as bad as a lot of people would make out. And the big plus at the moment is interest rates are so low that often clients are really pleasantly surprised with the payments. But the main thing now is really to be prepared and find out exactly what kind of documentation you'll need. And when clients do that, it's not bad at all.
So if you're telling the truth, basically, you've got nothing to worry about and it's just
Absolutely.
As easy as ever.
Yeah. It just used to be ridiculously easy.
So, yeah.
But they're not trying to make it harder. They're just trying to make it a little bit more legal.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Yeah. And so if you were to give your advice to a first-time buyer, how could they get onto the property market at the moment?
Well, we try and see people as early as possible, really so that they are prepared once they do go out and find a property, because you don't want them going out, falling in love with the property and then finding out they can't buy it.
Yeah.
So for first-time buyers, we've seen an increase over the last 2 to 3 years for a few reasons, really. One of the main ones is lenders have eased their requirements. They've also introduced more products for 95% for people with a 5% deposit and also 90% lending with a lot more attractive rates. So the rates have really tumbled over the last 2 to 3 years, which is good news. Also, the government have introduced Help to Buy schemes, which have been really popular and not nearly as confusing as people think they are. What we've also seen, particularly in Essex, where we've got fairly affluent areas, is parents have seen the benefit of owning property, and in many cases, where they can, they've either helped or gifted deposits to their children now and contributed towards their deposit. So,
all right, okay. And is it the same difficulty in Essex to get a mortgage, or is it just different within Essex itself? And
Essex market's a real buoyant market. I mean, like the housing market, we're fortunate that Essex is really good. We're actually the mortgage arm of a large independent agent. We've seen a massive increase in activity over the last 2 to 3 weeks. But prior to me working there, I actually worked for a large corporate firm, and they had 26 subsidiaries throughout the UK. What we found is the Essex market was always the busiest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, it always had around five times more applicants and five times more house sales than the next nearest. I think
that's
an Essex mentality.
That's quite a big bit, isn't it? It's quite a lot more.
Yeah. It was always the top subsidiary by some distance. So, but I think it's I say Essex mentality, but the links to London are pretty good from Essex as well. So,
and how are you dealing with clients during the COVID virus?
We've obviously had to adapt because we're generally used to seeing people face-to-face. So we've been using Zoom and Microsoft Teams and carrying out video calls. They worked really well for us. What we're able to do, as we've got better at it, we able to share our screens with clients. Is one of the big things we do with our clients is when we're sourcing mortgages, all the lenders are coming up. We actually we have a customer facing screen, so they can see what they're doing. You get more buy-in that way as well.
Yeah.
So we're able to do that. Where we can't, and people are uncomfortable with that, we can do it over the phone. But more recently, last 3 weeks, we've actually got all the relevant PPE equipment, including screens, so we can get back to face-to-face, but we're finding not many people want to do that yet.
I can understand, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a few actually booked in, and we've carried some out this week where they wanted to, and just say we've got all the kit where we are, so we can do that if people want to, and also as long as the advisors are comfortable with it as well.
Something I was wondering this morning, does it damage you getting a mortgage if you're furloughed?
You can get a mortgage, but it will be based on the income you're earning at the moment. I mean, where the company is actually topping up the extra money, the extra 20%, it makes no difference at all. If they're not, then it will be based on the current income. There is a little bit more flexibility creeping in, mainly for self-employed, actually, where they've got a track record in their books and where they've paid tax. But yes, you can, but it'll be based on your current income.
And if somebody wanted to buy a flat, for example, and then rent it out, how do buy-to-let mortgages work?
Okay, with buy-to-let, we've seen an increase in buy-to-lets again, actually. It went quiet for a little while because they changed all the tax laws on it.
Mm.
But there's been an increase this year, mainly because people are seeing it as a good investment for them. Now, with buy-to-lets, it's not necessarily based on your income. You need to have an income. It doesn't have to be massively high, but you do need to have an income, because if your tenants didn't pay, you'll have a capability of paying it.
Yeah.
But it's actually based on the rental income. So the calculation is based on the rent that's coming in. Now, the calculation does vary depending on what level of tax you pay, but a good advisor or tax accountant can advise on that. But rental market, again, is busy in Essex. Essex is a popular area for rental. I think it's because they're seeing it as a really good investment. So whether you're looking for growth in the property and you'll sell it later on, or a lot of people actually look for an income in retirement, it's a fantastic way of giving you that.
I never even thought of that in retirement, you know?
Yeah.
I've got a nephew that rents out houses and whatever, and he's got buy-to-lets, and he seems to be doing okay with them, to be honest with you. He can't really complain. He's giving him a small income as it goes.
Yeah. Well, we've carried out quite a few workshops over the years, and it's mainly for people who are looking, where they're not happy with their pensions and they've been looking for something to replace that. Because the interest rates are so low, Generally, buy-to-lets have worked out on interest only, so all you do is pay the interest on it. But where the interest rates are so low, where you've got a tenant actually paying the rent, clients are overpaying, so when they actually come to retire, they've got no mortgage left on it, so they've got an unencumbered property.
A good idea.
With no mortgage at all, and it's a cracking way of getting an income.
Yeah, and a nice little house at the end of it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Are there still any government help to buy schemes available for people?
Yep, there are. The equity loan scheme is the most popular one. That's been extended to 2023, but it's only available on new build property. And most of the larger developers are registered. It's a great way for particularly first-time buyers getting on getting on the property ladder. So they can have as little as 5% deposit. And then what they'll have is a government equity loan for 20% for the property price. But it's a good way of owning a higher value property, because you're getting an extra 20% for your money, if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other big bonus for that is it actually qualifies you for much lower mortgage rates, so the payments are far more attractive.
Oh, wow. I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
And also, if anybody's got bad debts and they're listening right now, can they still get a mortgage?
Yep, you can. There's a slight increase in adverse lenders coming back to the mortgage market, because years ago you could have an absolute ton of debt and we could easily find a way of getting a mortgage. Not quite so now, but you can get a mortgage. It will depend on the amount of debt we're talking about. and also how recent it is as well. So if it's been paid off for a while, you'll stand a much better chance than for someone who's got brand new debt.
Well, John, thank you so much for letting us have a chat with you this morning.
No problem.
And fingers crossed you'll take loads of money and get loads of people coming in.
Yeah, hope so.